Mike Nichols from the Nichols Law Firm in East Lansing. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. It is a great day.
I always like to talk with Mike. He's got a media background, worked at Channel 10 as a reporter, and I know he left that industry because he was making so much dough and he wanted to focus on law. There is no money in the media, and therefore you become a lawyer and you make a decent living and live a happy life, right, Mike?
I can neither confirm nor deny that all three of those come into play at the same time. But on any given day, it's all what you make of it, right?
I wanted to get your talk about medical marijuana. It is at the forefront. Again, as I'm sure you've heard, the city of Lansing is finalizing their new ordinance. The city of East Lansing already has one on the books. There are many laws that have been passed or that are in committees that will limit to what folks can do with the medical marijuana business. As a matter of fact, we had Rick Jones on this morning, and he said that the law that the city may enact would be overridden by the state bill. When you hear all this and you see all this, what do you think?
Well, it's very timely, of course, Tony, and I'm glad to be speaking with you because I attended the State Bar of Michigan Criminal Law Section's policy conference in Mackinac Island Father's Day weekend and was part of the debate, discussion, and the vote that we ultimately took on what to recommend to our legislature as a state bar about how to deal with I would call it the reaction to the expressed will of the people, which was, you know, let's legalize this potentially medicinal organic crop for those who need this medicine. And what we advise the legislature to do, first of all, is to reclassify it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance under Michigan's Public Health Code. And that sounds like a pretty fancy lawyer phrase, but what it basically means is we believe that based on the expressed will of the people and based on the science that is available, that marijuana has medicinal purposes, and it's not fair to make it a classified drug that is expressly illegal for all purposes. Reclassifying it allows for things like research into the further research into the medicinal value and impacts on the body, and we also told the legislature to take a look at what's done in Colorado with regard to implementing their medical marijuana act.
What I find interesting and a challenge is that a lot of the people who want to own and operate these businesses or who currently do want access into some areas, which can be a challenge. For example, out in Williamston, where I live in Williamston Township, there's a facility, and I'm not sure if it's open. I drive past it every day, but I don't see a lot of cars out there. But there's a place where folks could come and medicate in a social environment. I wonder about that. I also wonder about that its location is across the street from a soccer field and a baseball field where my kids play. Do you think that those need to be relegated to clusters or to areas away from schools and playgrounds and parks?
I don't see any reason to treat it differently than a restaurant that serves alcohol or a doctor office or a pharmacy. The problem is the reefer madness sort of reaction that we've had. Because it's change, it's different. We as Americans often are resistant to change and things that are different, and it's human nature because we're creatures of habit. But let's face it, Tony, there are so many things in this world that can be dangerous to our children and to ourselves if used improperly and not handled and treated in a healthy, proper manner. And marijuana is certainly among those things, just like hundreds of thousands of other things in our natural world.
And I aimed you down this street, Michael, because I wanted to counter what I just said with a comment that someone made on this radio program some months ago that, hey, there are people that walk out of a drugstore and sit in a parking lot and take whatever pills they are, and a lot of them have side effects that make them high, and they're still getting behind the wheel. What's the difference?
Well, there is no data that says if you smoke a marijuana cigarette or take a Marinol pill or what have you, you are automatically going to be disqualified from driving because you are impaired. The data, the scientifically published, peer-reviewed data shows that there are certain levels at which people may be impaired, just like with alcohol.
Well, my point being, Mike, is that perhaps marijuana is being attacked when it's no different than any other medication, and its side effects may be no different than many other medications.
Correct, right. And that's my understanding of the medical and scientific research, is that there is certainly an impairing effect, but it is not, you know, this whole reefer madness.
So what do you think is next with all these laws that are going to be passed or being considered in the Senate and in the House? Do you foresee this issue getting to the Michigan Supreme Court?
Well, it already has, and I know that there will be other cases making their way to the Supreme Court, but I don't think we're going to have one big, you know, all of a sudden here comes the answer from the judicial branch or the legislative branch. And quite frankly, those legislators who say this law is bad and it was poorly written and poorly crafted, you know, you're the ones who passed it. And your job in this respect, with a voter-approved, voter referendum, where over 60% of Michigan spoke, your job is to express the will of the people. In, 5 days, we're going to celebrate our independence. And we're a great nation and a powerful nation because the people have the power. You, as legislators, were sent to Lansing to express the will of the people, represent the will of the people, and only pass those laws that are clearly the will of the people. Stop messing around with the will of the people and do your job. Otherwise, go home and don't run for office. You're the one who asked for the votes. You got them. Do your job.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Tony. Always great to talk with you. What an awesome day.